It's a cool 10 degrees outside this morning, and I'm visiting a place that sees little activity in the middle of winter.
Well, I'm Lane Pitcher, and I'm the guy that gets to talk about lots of fun stuff here at Schlitterbahn Kansas City Water Park.
In May of this year, Kansas City will become home to the Verrückt, the world's tallest water slide. Its construction is complete, and for the moment, sits under a blanket of snow, towering over the surrounding flat landscape. While the park is withholding the official height until opening day, we can say for certain that the slide is approximately 17 stories tall. That's just 10 stories shorter than an Olympic standard normal ski jump hill. And from the ground, the slide actually resembles a ski jump hill. So Pitcher agrees to take me to the top.
We've got 264 steps to climb. It will probably involve a couple of breaks on the way up, and we'll head up now and see what view we can get from up top.
20 minutes and 264 steps later.
Almost there.
Okay.
Whew. It's a climb. It is. From up here, you've got a fairly good view. You can see off in the distance downtown Kansas City, off to the east of where we're at.
From the initial drop, riders on the Verrückt will hit an estimated speed of around 65 miles per hour, while ski jumpers usually hit around 50 to 60 miles per hour. But to see how well my analogy holds up, I spoke with an expert, seasoned ski jumper Alan Johnson, who worked as the head ski jumping coach for the U.S. ski team for 15 years. And he's ridden a few water slides as well.
I've been on a couple of pretty big ones in Utah, and they scared me to death. Way more than ski jumping ever did.
Johnson says that riding down the Verrückt might actually feel like riding down a ski jump.
From an exhilaration standpoint, I'd say I can't think of a whole lot that would be more similar.
Of course, no one will actually be careening off the water slide and launching themselves into the air like in ski jumping. Passengers will actually sit together in a raft, and water jets will push them up the final hill. So we have our first half of the experience. All we're missing now is the actual jump, which Johnson says really doesn't feel that much like skiing at all.
It'll feel like someone's picking you up by the back of the neck and lifting you up. It probably is a whole lot more like hang gliding than skiing. That would be the closest thing you could find to the actual jumping component.
So, for ski jumping in Kansas City, your best option is to spend the morning at the Schlitterbahn Water Park and the afternoon hang gliding, preferably during the summer. For KCUR, I'm Esther Honig.